This is Free Talk Live, the Monday edition. We're kicking off Hour 2, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones, I believe DJ has been hanging on patiently in Chicago. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi there.
Hey, DJ, you're back on with Mark. We've been talking about drunk driving, inebriated driving, people driving just recklessly, and what the punishment differences are between the two, and whether or not there should be punishment differences. And where do you stand on all this, DJ?
Well, I just, under the logic that we've been talking about here, the next logical step would be to penalize those who are under the influence while they drive and do not actually get into a collision. And I just don't see how that would work.
And I understand where you're coming from, that you're making a logical step, but then the next logical step from that is that we should punish people who get drunk because they might get behind the wheel of a car. And
right.
Just because you got behind the wheel of a car and you might hurt somebody, I don't think is the same as having hurt somebody and being S-face drunk. And I don't think you can take logical steps, because at that point, then being in the next logical step from where we had been previously is being in the same house with a bottle full of alcohols means you might drink it, and you might drink it, and you might get in a car, and you might get in that car, and you might hurt somebody. Nah, logical steps don't really work in this scenario.
DJ, any other thoughts?
Well, no, that's it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't think anybody would ever suggest that it go that far, but here's a possibility for your little world, Mark, which is essentially your world that you have today, where people get in trouble, more trouble, for getting into an accident when they're drunk.
But I wouldn't have cops doing roadside sobriety tests.
Okay, fine. So you said you wanted to set a specific limit as to, you know, 0.08 is what it is in most states, I think, right now. You say that's too low.
In my
opinion, do you think it should be?
I like 0.1.
Okay, so 0.1. Let's say you get that change. Let's say it goes through to 0.1.
It's
then
never
somebody
going to, but okay.
Okay, well, anyway, it could. And so let's say it goes through, and somebody gets behind the wheel, and they've been drinking, and they're at a 0.9. And they, you know, at a 0.9, they're inebriated enough to where they're sloppy enough to where they, you know, jump through that intersection a little too fast and T-bone the woman that we were talking about in the last hour. She dies, or actually, let's make it a husband and some kids.
Okay.
And the mother finds out down the line that you weren't charged with DUI because you only scored a 0.9 on the scoring range.
0.09.
0.09.
Right.
And as a result, you just got a little slap on the hand and were let off. Don't you think that's going to make a lot of people angry, the fact that people are essentially being allowed to drive while drunk, but only some of them get in trouble while others don't?
Well, why don't they have that same problem today with people with 0.07? It's 0.08.
They may have that same problem. I don't know.
I read newspapers. I've never seen a story like that. I've never seen the people with pitchforks and torches out there going, I can't believe this guy with a 0.07 got away with it.
I'm just pointing out that you want to raise that number, and I'm saying what happens if you get that number raised and then somebody who liked the old number gets really upset about it, and then you've just got a bunch of different factions fighting over numbers.
There's people out there right now who would like the number moved down to 0.06.
I bet there are.
So, I mean, I don't see your point, though. It doesn't seem to be happening.
Okay, I understand that it's not happening. We've been talking about things hypothetically all throughout tonight.
Well,
a lot of these things aren't happening.
I think your point doesn't make any sense because it's not happening now at 0.08, mm-hmm. So why would it happen then at 0.1?
I'm just pointing out that your issue is that people should get punished for driving while drunk, but yet you believe that some drunk driving is okay. Once again,
I disagree that that's drunk driving.
Part.
I say that drunk is 0.1.
I think Mothers Against Drunk Driving would disagree with you.
Mothers would, they certainly would. But they would say 0.0 is. So they're, mm-hmm. They have a different number than what currently is the legal standard.
I understand that.
Fine.
I'm just pointing out that you're being inconsistent yet again.
That's not inconsistency, Ian. I'm giving you something very consistent. You can find out what your blood alcohol level is at any given time. That's consistency. It gives you an opportunity to check that.
Do you believe
rather
that
than some cops
do you believe
saying
that everybody at a 0.8 is safe?
I'm sorry. What's
do you believe that everybody driving at .07 is safe?
They can't be, but I think it's a line in the sand that you know whether you've crossed or not. Well, you don't know, but you have the opportunity to check.
See, the inconsistency is that you think that there should be a line in the sand, even though you just admitted that that line in the sand may actually be a dangerous line, and that there may be people who will be just below that line that could also be dangerous drivers. But that's okay with you because you want to have your little line in the sand.
What else do you do?
What else do you do is what I suggested, and that is you punish people for hurting others and driving dangerously, regardless of what the reason
is. I understand, and that would be a really great, perfect world if everybody was a cop and everybody who saw somebody who was driving dangerously could pull them over and do something about that. But the fact is, cops can't be everywhere. Thank God. I don't want them everywhere. And they can't. You can't enforce that rule of yours. And I'm just saying that if you go out and get drunk and then get in an accident and hurt or kill somebody, that you should be more culpable than somebody who doesn't.
Okay. Anybody else with any thoughts? 800-259-9231.
How about this? Do you think that it's the same as if you accidentally... I mean, I've gotten in accidents. I didn't mean to hurt somebody. I didn't mean to destroy somebody's property.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, do you think it's the same level as if you get into an accident and somebody, you run into somebody's car, or I intentionally run down a toddler in the middle of a street? Do you think that's the same?
That sounds like murder to me, running down a toddler.
Now you know whether it's murder or not. I say getting into a car when you're S-face drunk is murder, Ian.
800-259-9231. Wayne, you've been kind of quiet throughout all this.
I've been watching you guys spar. Who put the quarter in you tonight, Mark?
I had a Diet Pepsi before I came.
Good. You're under the influence.
First time I had a Diet Pepsi with lime. I really like those. Could be a new problem.
Yeah, you've got that Mexican fire tonight with the lime. You sure there wasn't some tequila in there?
I suspect not, no.
So okay. Where are you at between Mark and I on this issue, Wayne? I want to know.
On one hand, I think a vehicle that's 3,000 or 4,000 pounds can be construed as a deadly weapon in the wrong hands. No question about that. The results are the same whether you run somebody over on purpose or by accident because you've been irresponsible and you're wasted. It doesn't really matter. The end result is somebody's dead. I've been hit by people who are drunk. I've been the first on the scene at accidents where people involved were drunk.
Oh.
And it's when you look at these people, you just think, what an idiot.
Yeah. It happened to my friend of mine. I happened to be a couple of, like, a minute behind her. And she got into a wreck with this guy, and he is literally falling down drunk. And here's her car, destroyed in the middle of the street. And this guy's going, and he doesn't even know what he's doing. He's so drunk. Yeah. And not only do I think he should be responsible for paying and he should go to jail, but it should be okay to kick his butt right there.
I'm sure you did, and you didn't know who did it.
I did not do it. I did not do it. I was shocked by what I saw, and the police were just right behind me.
Let's go to Chuck in Tokyo. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Chuck.
Hello there. I just want to say that the roads are owned by the governments right now, and, you know, whether you might not like that, that they need to set some type of safety regulations in place. You can't just have people driving in things that are going to combust or whatever, and that in a free market scenario, you know, they create rules saying to enter this road you can't be drunk, and you need some type of safety regulations. You just seem to want a free for all here.
I don't have a problem with private roads at all. I mean, if you want to set whatever rules you want on your private road, that's fine. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, but I'm just saying that do you have a problem with the government setting down some type of rules for these roads? Because we need the government's control of the roads right now. We need rules for safety.
Yeah, I do pretty much have a problem with anything the government does,
right?
Yes, because
anything.
It does it by force. It's an agency with a monopoly on force, and I have a problem with that. So yes, Chuck.
But I mean, do you think that because of the fact that we're not in a scenario that you like, that it should just be a free for all right now on the roads?
I didn't say it should be a free-for-all. I'm advocating that people should get in trouble for causing damage and causing harm to others. That's all. It just doesn't seem to me to matter what the reason is. It doesn't matter to me if the person is drunk or tired or just playing with their radio or talking to somebody in the back seat. Either way, you've got irresponsible driving, and that, to me, is the problem.
Chuck?
So, I mean, just taking this to a more extreme, you think you should be able to just fire off a gun into randomly, if it doesn't hit anyone, you're fine.
Well, it's probably going to hit somebody's property, in which case there'd be a problem there. Thanks for the call, Chuck. 800-259-9231. Well, speaking of drunks, there's been a case, the Borat versus the drunken college kids, and it has been resolved. We'll
really?
Find out what happened. Coming up. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VoIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, so do enjoy that. And that does include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site, for your listening convenience at freetalklive.com. If you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them a financial financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That is akidsjourney.com. As we continue with the phone calls here, let's talk to the next caller. That is Frank in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Frank in Washington.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind, Frank?
What's on my mind is that I was just aware of this because I've been trying to get Erwin Schiff, who fights IRS with taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Erwin Schiff now in jail as a result of a judge essentially railroading him into prison. What did you have to say about it?
Oh, what I had to say is I've just got the article off the Idaho Observer. And me and my wife are both in shock that the judge admitted that there is no law, and they would not even let the man and his helper even talk in court with the jury. He had no say. They just locked him up through the keyway, just like you and Alex and everybody have been saying.
Is the Idaho Observer just now reporting on this?
Oh, I don't know. I've just become, well, they say...
Because this is an old case. I mean, he got thrown in the clink about a year ago, I think, at this point. It's been a while. But, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Erwin Schiff is sort of one of the more well-known tax freedom advocates, and he's written a number of books and has sort of been in the limelight, if you will, of the tax freedom movement for a long time, and so, naturally, they chose him to go after. And when he went into court, he thought he'd done all his research and that he knew everything about the law that there was to know. And the problem is, when you go into a government courtroom, the judge will just simply say, no, I'm not going to allow you to bring that up in my court. And in fact, that's what happened. The judge essentially barred him from talking about the law itself, essentially barred him from bringing up his defense. And as a result of that, the judge said, I don't want to hear the law in my courtroom. And essentially threw this man, who's in his 80s, into a prison.
Yeah, well, then if this is what's happened, then we're like communist Russia. If you speak out, you're going to go to prison if they want to take you.
Well, sure. This isn't new news, though. I mean, they've been doing this for a long time.
I guess it's news to me. You know, I've been trying to get hold of them. I didn't know that. It came across me. And I guess I was excited.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about what happened to him while he was in prison? Remember, Erwin is in his 80s. And if you've ever been into a jail before, you know how cold it can get in there.
Yep.
Well, they were essentially not giving him a blanket and all sorts of other really terrible things. You know, completely inhumane and unnecessary things that they were doing to this man.
Oh, wow. That is really sad.
Yep. And it's all because that, you know, he had the courage to dare to keep the money that he earned.
Well, you know what? We all better stand up here pretty soon. We all better be like Erwin and maybe not even go to court, but we better stand up and protest or do something. Or we're all going to be in prison for whatever they like, and they're not going to care to hear anything but lock us up.
Well, we are doing something. That's why we've moved as a part of the Free State Project. You know, if you're not just a one-issue kind of guy, if you believe
in
liberty every issue, every time, then I really suggest you head over to freestateproject.org. And take a look at what people really are doing, because just getting on the radio and calling for people to do something isn't really going to do very much. But actually taking personal action and making a move, literally moving across the country in some cases, like we did. We moved from Florida all the way up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because we really think it's the last opportunity for liberty in our lifetimes.
I believe you're right, and I do want to do something, you know.
Great. Well, Frank, head over to freestateproject.org, check it out, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So let's go to an update here from Los Angeles. Reuters reporting, as the esteemed Kazakh television journalist Borat Sagdiev might say, high five, sexy time, you lose. Two college fraternity buddies, shown guzzling alcohol and making racist remarks in the Borat movie, have lost their bid for a court order to cut the scene that they claim has tarnished their reputations, according to court papers revealed on Monday. They were trying to get it yanked from the DVD. The students sued the movie's distributor and producers last month, saying filmmakers had duped them into appearing in Borat by getting them drunk.
You tricked us!
And falsely promising the film would never be shown in the United States.
Why couldn't they just say they were acting? They're playing roles.
You know, that's a great point. I guess the reason why not was because they were after cash. Wayne,
they're stupid.
They wanted money.
Yeah, that's what they really wanted.
At the time the suit was filed, a judge denied the pair's request for a temporary restraining order that would remove the footage from the DVD version of the film. But the plaintiffs were given another chance to seek an injunction at a hearing last week. The South Carolina college students lost again when L.A. Superior Court Judge Joseph Biderman ruled that they had failed to show a reasonable probability of success on the merits of their case, or that money damages alone would be insufficient to resolve their claims. Arguments on the latest motion focused mainly on the future DVD release of the hit movie Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. The faux documentary distributed by 20th Century Fox has already grossed more than $120 million at the North American box office after only 6 weeks in theaters. That's a tremendous take for what is essentially a fake documentary. I mean, they spent maybe $15 to $20 million on this movie, and I would say probably of that $15 to $20 million, you know, $18 million was on publicity.
I understand he's going to be doing another movie now as a different character.
Yes. Are you familiar with his characters at all, Wayne?
Some of them.
He's going to be doing a Bruno movie, I believe.
Was Bruno the Euroqueer?
Yes.
Bruno apparently knows all about that. I didn't know who it was until you told me.
He's the reporter for the Austrian gay TV, I believe it is. The fashion reporter for Austrian gay TV.
Blended.
That should be great. The lawyer for the students.
Baby.
Lawyer for the students, Oliver Tellio, said last week that while the film's theatrical run's coming to a close, the perpetuity of the film on DVD posed ongoing problems for his clients, including harm to their ability to seek work. Last month, Tellio said the movie had cost one of the students a job at a major corporation and another prestigious internship. There are such things as prestigious internships?
Oh, yeah, sure.
At the really? White House.
You could be an intern at on Free Talk Live. That's pretty prestigious.
No, internships are never prestigious. You are essentially an unpaid servant as an intern.
Okay,
but it leads to higher things.
That's true. They're valuable, but not prestigious. The students were identified in court papers only as John Doe 1 and John Doe 2. Now, didn't they give their names in the movie? I believe that they did.
I don't know.
A third student involved in the scene didn't take part in the suit. The film stars, and then it goes on to talk about the movie. And I thought, by the way, that it was an excellent film, and I'm glad that the judge has ruled in the film's favor on this particular part, because it would be a real shame to have that scene cut out. I thought it was one of the better ones in the movie.
Well, you know, what's funny is that if they had won the case, they wouldn't need to get jobs, would they?
That's a great point.
I didn't think that it was one of the better scenes in the movie, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, those boys signed a release, they did what they did, and it should be in the movie.
And they're over 18. Did you see the wine tasting scene online?
Oh, gosh. I saw the whole movie, the wine tasting scene. Which one was that?
It wasn't in the movie, but it's online. You can watch it.
But was it actually something from this particular production, or was it one of his other things?
Because
he's done a bunch of other...
I believe it was an outtake or a scene that they didn't include in the movie, but it's online. You can watch it.
I'll have to go take a look at that. The reason I like the scene so much is because it really seemed like an honest look into the viewpoint of these college frat boys, you know?
Well, I think
they really are just a bunch of misogynist jerks.
Those guys might have been misogynist jerks. But it's all candid looks in people's
lives. There are a number of them. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit more about college jerks here in a moment here with rape on campus. And why it happens, and what the number one rape drug is. Coming up, Free Talk.
Testosterone.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, the predictor of the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free lines for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they are completely free, and that does include the updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That is updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 program. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it today? Learn how at the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Right, and join the crowd. Jump on the bandwagon because three out of the three hosts on the air right now are all First 1000 members.
Come on up.
That's right.
All right, 800-259-9231. Talking about college kids, mainly college males, sort of testosterone-fueled jerks.
Maniacs.
Get this, from the ChronicleHerald.ca, the man on the screen recounts how he and his roommates staked out young first-year students, how he got one drunk on potent alcohol-laced fruit punch at a college party, took her upstairs to a room used where girls were ready, held her down as she struggled, and had sex with her. The video lasts just a few minutes. Then Joanne Archambault, an American expert on the justice system's response to sex assault, turns to her audience of police officers, lawyers, and those who help victims of sexual violence. Quote, "All you guys who have family members going to school, you need to talk to them," says the retired San Diego police sergeant, adding that research shows that young women are most at risk for sex assault during the first few months of their first year at college or university. She says, quote, "There's a social acceptance that this is okay," pointing to a picture she's brought with her of a billboard advertising a brand of alcohol. The caption reads, "Liquid Panty Remover." Mrs. Archambault is a key speaker at the Making a Difference conference being held in Halifax this week. Organizers say the gathering marks the first time that people from across the province have come together to talk about how they can coordinate their work to ensure better supports and services for victims of sexual violence. Quote, we're trying to get our communities to be more forward-thinking, to recognize that sexual violence against women is not the victim's fault, and that you need to hold the perpetrator accountable. Well, you wonder. I mean, I'm not necessarily suggesting one way or the other on this, but it's a kind of a tricky situation. I mean, I was never in a college like this, and I was certainly never one of these testosterone-fueled guys that would have ever done something like this article is referencing. But don't victims have some sense of responsibility in that she was at a college party, was getting wasted, and probably wasn't carried up to the room by this guy? I mean, do you think? I mean, if you're at a college party, don't you sort of know that there are only certain outcomes from that? I mean, I don't think
responsibility is the term I would use. I would think that, I wouldn't use terms like asking for it or anything like that. But I would say that you can put yourself in a circumstance where you're more likely to get raped than less likely to get raped.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree to some extent, but I don't think that going, you know, finding some private space to make out with a guy necessarily means that, you know, you've set yourself up for a rape.
I think girls that go into college, a lot of times they're a little bit naive. They don't realize that they're not in their hometown anymore, where they know everybody, everybody knows them, the parents know each other,
mm-hmm.
and it's a zoo once you get into college, and you have all these guys who are 3 or 4 years older than you hitting on you, hoping, waiting, watching their watches for when you get drunk,
mm-hmm.
maybe helping it along a little bit, and these girls have not been prepared for this.
So what do you think the solution is? Have some sort of a prep class? Or
yeah, teach them how to headbutt.
Give them a
headbutt. My daughter's going to know how to kick tail before she goes to college.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that at all, considering you used to do those anti-rape classes where you dressed up in the big outfit where the woman could beat you up.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Wayne, sort of addressing the issue before it actually happens. Because
right.
You should know, parents, that if your kids are going off to college and they're going to be outside of your purview, you should pretty much bet on the fact that there's going to be some drinking going on. I know there's some kids that don't drink, but really, for the most part, if you're going off to a college, odds are good, right? Odds are really good that your kids are going to be engaging in behavior like this. Not necessarily rape, but drinking and being around strangers and drinking with strangers.
Or there are people around them doing it, and sometimes they can get sucked in, or maybe they're not even drinking, but they're around guys who are, and if you get three guys who are drunk, full of testosterone, 20 years old, you could be in danger, even if you're not drinking.
Yeah, I've certainly seen, you know, alcohol turns some people mean, and you can really get, once some guys get around their friends, it can be really be a bad thing.
Why do you think parents are sort of not addressing this issue
with
their daughters?
Even a larger issue than that, I don't understand why 18 and 19-year-olds are even at university. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why parents don't insist on community college.
I explain.
A community college makes just a heck of a lot more sense to me. Just about every community college will guarantee you entrance into a state college if you mm-hmm. get a certain score.
It's cheaper.
It's significantly cheaper. It keeps them at home. They don't go out. You're not paying for a quote unquote babysitter, which is a terrible babysitter. Colleges are terrible babysitters for your kids. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
But aren't you essentially, by saying that, aren't you essentially arguing for more babying of children? I mean, at an age where they should be released from the home, at an age where they should be turned loose?
If they should be released from the home, then they should be paying for their own university.
Well, why not have a transition period? A community college for 2 years is a nice transition period out of the house, and they're still young. They're under drinking age, so mm-hmm. But they go to college, they can get into the groove of the academics before they have all the other pressures on them.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it's a sensible approach.
If you're asking your parents to pay for your university, mm-hmm. you're saying, I want to be a child for another 4 years.
That's true.
Because
right.
The only way you can be an adult is by earning and paying for your own way.
Good
in my
point.
Mind.
So essentially, and thank you for making that point, because essentially that is saying, I want to be a child, but I don't want you around. Right? Because if you go to the university,
right.
That's what you're saying. You get to be still a child, but mommy and daddy are somewhere else.
I mean, why can't mom pay for my rent for a couple of years and take care of my auto insurance and just all the bills I'd have, and then I can work a little bit and use my money for drinking.
If you live on campus, chances are you're wasting a lot of time hanging out with your buddies when you could be taking on a part-time job and helping to pay some of the expenses.
Yeah, absolutely. And college kids being spoiled is a whole separate issue. It bugs me. Just kids in general being spoiled by their parents, I think, is a very detrimental bad
thing. It's not just the spoiled aspect, but these girls are unwatched.
I think that getting back to the girls and the rape issue, and the article goes on to point out that alcohol is the number one date rape drug. You know, you've heard about Rohypnol, you've heard about GHB. It's alcohol. I mean, far and above anything else. So why is it that we don't have, and I guess it just comes back to a total lack of communication between parents and their kids about what amounts to a very adult issues. And I don't think that there's a time that's really too early to start addressing these issues with your kids, whether it be just talking about sex or drugs or both. I'd prefer that both be talked about in an open manner with young people, so that way maybe by the time they are ready to step outside of the household, the parents' house, that they have some idea of what to expect out of the real world. That they have some idea of the consequences of sex and the consequences of getting wasted at a college party, instead of them arriving at a college, going to what do they call it? There's the week where rush week.
Rush week.
Going to this rush week where they're being invited into these cliques, these college groups. Essentially,
a lot of this hazing has to do, has a lot of alcohol drinking in the process.
Yes. Where they're essentially brought into this group and they're told that they're going to have friends, and so they're lonely. They may not know very many of the people at the college. They're brought into this group of total strangers, and it's probably not long after that that they're at their first party with this group of what amounts to essentially strangers at that point. And then you've got guys like this, this lowlife up at the top of this article who's saying that he staked out young first-year college girls, waiting essentially to bring them up to a bedroom and rape them.
And a lot of their fathers are probably saying, yeah, son, go for it. I was in college, too, man.
Are there people that really think that way? That's sick,
I think there are fathers who probably say that. I'm not saying they all do, but
it floors me. Yeah, I don't. They must be. You're right.
That's shocking.
He's right.
Because I would be having a talk with my son before he went to college.
I would have
instilling my values in him about being a gentleman, for
absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, sex is more satisfying when you care about the other person. More is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It's your show. What's wrong with parents and kids these days?
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free. And that includes, well, everything. Everything you'll find there. Though we do ask that in return for giving you so much stuff, that you buy some stuff from us, like the Free Talk Live branded merchandise that you'll find over at store.freetalklive.com. You can get Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts. We've got classic archives on DVD sets. It's all there, the Free Marketeer flag, which has been actually pretty popular, at store.freetalklive.com. Now, there's the store, the Free Talk Live store, and then there's Amazon, which is amazon.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can buy absolutely everything else. Though, I should point out, I got an email from Amazon this week. Apparently, Friday, December 15th, is the last day that you can get free Super Saver shipping to receive your Amazon orders by December 22nd.
Ah.
So if you want to get your orders in, your products in, by Christmas time, and you still want to get free Super Saver shipping, obviously you can pay extra and get, like, expedited quick shipping, but if you want to get that free Super Saver shipping and you want to get it in time, then you need to get your orders in by this Friday.
I'll tell you, the Super Saver shipping is nice. It really, because, I mean, you're going to get basically the same price, similar prices on Amazon as you are if you go to some other
store.
Right.
Sure.
But when you don't have to pay the shipping, it just makes it all really make sense.
Yeah, it's a nice little bonus, basically.
Not so much a bonus, but, I mean, it evens the playing field. You
That's
get
true.
What you want. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to wait in any lines. You don't have to fiddle around with any, I'm sorry, when you go to a big box store, know-nothing clerks.
It's true.
Don't have to get out of your bathrobe, for that matter.
And Free Talk Live gets the money.
Speaking of the know-nothing clerks, I mean, it's another perk to shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, beyond the fact that a percentage of your purchases go to benefit Free Talk Live, but you've got those Amazon reviews, which are so much more useful than your average clerk at a Walmart or a Kmart or whatever. I mean, if you're looking at a product that you're interested in buying, you scroll down a little bit, and if other people have bought that product, a number of them have usually gone to the site and written, in some cases, a very lengthy and extensive reviews mm-hmm. of what they think of it. And then sometimes there's links to the manufacturer's webpage, and from there you can find other reviews. You can get so much information through Amazon on the actual product page. It's amazing. You know, if the product sucks, you're going to know it because people are going to post bad reviews. Which, how often are you going to be able to walk into a Circuit City
and talk to other people about
talk
what they
to a salesperson
about.
And ask them, well, does this suck? I mean, is this a lousy DVD player? Oh no, man, that's great. You definitely want to go with that.
Yeah, that
In
one's
fact,
good.
Go with this one. It's $100 more.
And that one's good. And right, that one's good.
There's no hard sell salespeople at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And of course, if Friday, December 15th passes and you're running out of ideas as to what to buy people, get a gift certificate. at amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can send the gift certificate through email. You can send it as an e-card or even on paper through snail mail. So either way you want to do it, you can get it into the hands of your recipient if you want to. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about college kids and just the testosterone-fueled parties that they have where these guys essentially are, as they put it, staking out young first-year college females who they're then carried up to a room and forced to have sex. I mean, this is just... I've never even come close to this sort of these people. I've never went to a college. I was never really close to this scene. But reading about it is really disturbing to me. And Wayne, you pointing out in the last segment that there are fathers out there encouraging their sons to engage in this sort of behavior, I think it's absolutely outrageous. And I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But getting back to the article here from the Chronicle Herald in Canada, pointing out that the number one drug used in these college rapes is, of course, alcohol. She said that often the victims of these crimes have ingested a combination of drugs, making it especially important to get appropriate toxicology analysis. And she says the fact that victims are so extremely incapacitated means they often delay reporting assaults and they have trouble recalling exactly what happened, she said. And I think a lot of the guys probably know that. You know, they know they're going to be able to take the girl up to the room, have sex with her, and she may not be able to pick them out of a lineup the next day.
Well, there's also the date rape drugs they spike the drinks with, too.
That's true, the Rohypnol and the GHB, but the article pointing out that the number one date rape drug without anything else is just alcohol. And that qualifies. You get somebody wasted enough, they aren't going to remember what happened.
When I was in college, we used to sometimes have parties with grain alcohol punch. Talking about getting wasted. Man.
Nothing like that.
It made beer look like Kool-Aid.
I have no experience. Can't comment.
Really bad idea.
Miss Archambault said in an interview that she thinks it's especially important that parents teach their children about healthy relationships, taking responsibility for their actions, and telling their sons that having sex with extremely intoxicated women, such as what the college student talked about on the video, is not okay. But she said it's important that people aren't re-victimized because, for example, that they left a drink unattended at a party. Instead, she suggested parents stress the importance of friends agreeing to stick together and watch out for one another. And I got to agree with that. I mean, if you're in a situation with strange people, if you're going to a frat party or sorority party or whatever it is they have these things, and you aren't there with somebody else that you know, that seems to be a really dangerous situation to be in. Like, if you're there alone, if you've been invited and you aren't there accompanying somebody?
Even so, I would agree with you. I remember one instance when this was in high school, actually, and a girl, one of these girls that just would drink themselves into a coma every weekend, she was on a bed and drunk, just laying there, basically, drunk, and some guy thought it would be a good idea to start kissing on her. And, you know, the friends were around and basically said, hey, you know, that's enough. Thanks, get out of it, you know.
And so it did make a difference.
Sort of broke him up. And I agree, but at the same time, you know, you go to a party with one or two girlfriends, and they all get trashed, too.
They get separated.
Yeah, they're just not paying attention, you know. They might be making out with some guy voluntarily, you know, some safe guy, and, yeah, I don't know.
I really think it comes...
Just don't get S-face drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
One time I went to a party in college, and these girls got me drunk on tequila, and one took me up to her room and raped
me,
and I didn't report it.
Yeah, you're probably best not to report that.
I don't know if that qualifies as a rape. Rape happens when you don't want sex.
I didn't want it with her.
Oh, I see.
I just couldn't tell what she looked like or anything.
I could barely see.
Yeah, I mean, moderation obviously is another key. But these are, again, this comes back to bad parenting. Because kids, when they're growing up, are told, don't you drink, little Johnny or little Susie. And that's the message for most parents in America today. But, of course, we all know that kids are going to drink.
And their parents did it.
And their parents did it, too. And it's just amazing to me that parents just insist on not communicating with their kids. And I think that it's sad that when it results in the inevitable, and that is kids not understanding alcohol, not understanding their limits, not having been able to really explore it in any particular fashion as they were growing up.
And now they're just exercising.
And then you throw them to the wolves.
I don't know about throwing to the wolves. They're going to do what, you know, kids are going to do. And in any place they're limited, they're going to experiment in that area. Or, you know, they may experiment in that area. And they find out they like alcohol to some extent or another. And bad things can happen. Alcohol is dangerous stuff.
You know, nowadays, I think there are more parents who really don't know their kids like in the old days. Because I think you have two parents working more so now than you had 20 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And from day one, a lot of these kids were dumped off into daycare and left to their own devices.
It's true, though that could certainly be, you know, that's almost sounds like another excuse for them, because you could say, well, as we're so busy, we don't have time to get to know our kids. But that's like me saying, well, I for instance, we do goals here personally just to kind of help ourselves out, get mm-hmm. things accomplished. One of my goals has been to read a book or something, something in print, not online, something in print. Every day during the week, so for just a total of an hour per week. I mean, it's not hard to find an hour per week, but I could make.
I wouldn't think so. 10 minutes a day.
Right. I could make plenty of excuses. Oh, I've been so busy. But really, it's just a matter of making time. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your kids are important to you, it shouldn't be too hard to make that time available for them. Wherever you can squeeze it in, even if it's, you know, during when you're cooking dinner or when you're, I don't know what it's like to be a busy parent, so I can't really put myself in their shoes, but there must be a few minutes here, a few minutes there where you can set aside time to make time with your kids. That's all.
If not, your kids aren't very important to you.
Yes, exactly. So don't make excuses. Make a difference. 800-259-9231. I just think that you know, it's a sad story what's going on with kids in colleges today, and I really think it has to do with the parents. Not that I'm saying that being a helicopter parent is the solution. That's too little, too late. You know, we were talking about this, these types of parents that send their kids off to college, and then they sort of hover over them, monitoring everything that they do and going the places that they go and just sort of parenting them while they're supposed to be away. Which I think is that's a little too much. You know, if you couldn't get your parenting job done in the first 18 years, your time should be up.
I don't know. All I've got to say is I wouldn't send my kids to university and in their freshman or sophomore years unless something extraordinary was.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Going. I mean,
what about if they get a scholarship, a full scholarship?
Yeah, that would be the extraordinary thing we were talking about. It would have to be a full scholarship. That's the only way I would think it made sense. And at that point, I don't know.
The price of college today is a scam.
It absolutely is. There's a variety of reasons for that, most of them being government-related.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Hour number three is on the way. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, speaking of scams, the dollar. Wayne, you're going to be telling us about how there's maybe a collapse on the way here. We'll explore that more. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
The